From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
I was ecstatic.
You were ecstatic?
Yes. I have many friends who have been denied health care because of pre-existing conditions, and now they're going to be able to go forward and get the health care that they need.
This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld most of the federal health care reform law. On the streets of downtown Columbia this afternoon, reaction was mixed.
Probably a little surprised and disappointed.
Why disappointed?
Well, because I think that the rest of us are going to have to pay for it, so I just think that's disappointing.
I'm a small business owner with 25 employees. I can't afford that. There's a real chance I'll be out of business in a couple of years.
Everyone should be covered, and if I have to pay a little more out of pocket so that someone else can be covered, I'm happy to do that.
The court ruled 5-4 to uphold the law, with Chief Justice John Roberts, a Republican appointee, siding with the court's liberal justices. But the ruling didn't placate conservative critics.
Lots of things are constitutional that countries shouldn't do.
Missouri's Republican Senator Roy Blunt immediately responded in a press conference this morning.
I think voters are going to look for ways to express the fact that this is one of them, that we should not go forward with this. And that will have a big impact on what happens in November.
Missouri's two highest-ranking Democrats were laying low today. Senator Claire McCaskill's office sent out a one-line response to the ruling. And Jay Nixon's office said the governor is still reviewing the complexities of the ruling and its implications for Missouri. State legislators were more outspoken.
I think it's a victory for those without insurance.
State Representative Mary Still from Columbia. She says now the biggest task in front of the Missouri legislature is to get moving on establishing an online insurance marketplace required by the health reform law.
The sooner we get up and running, the quicker, the better opportunity we have to lower insurance rates.
In 2011, the state house passed legislation to establish a state health insurance exchange, but it stalled in the Senate thanks to Republican opposition. Senator Scott Roop was one of the senators who blocked the creation of a health insurance exchange.
It is the building blocks of the whole federal health care bill across the country.
He says despite the ruling upholding the health care law, he still opposes creating an exchange.
By refusing to do that, we are not allowing the federal health care bill to move forward in Missouri.
While the Supreme Court ruling upheld most of the law, it did limit the federal government's ability to coerce states into expanding their Medicaid programs.
There was a silver lining for states' rights advocates.
Republican State Representative Chris Mohlendorp, who chairs the Health Insurance Committee, says he was surprised by the ruling this morning, but welcomed the limitations on Medicaid expansion. Mohlendorp has also been a longtime proponent of creating a state health insurance exchange.
I think that they can operate regardless of what we do with the Medicaid population.
In Missouri, there are currently about 835,000 people without health insurance. Thomas McAuliffe with the Missouri Foundation for Health says now that the Affordable Care Act has been upheld, that number will be reduced by a lot.
510,000 Missourians who currently do not have insurance will have insurance as a result of this law.
McAuliffe says with the long-awaited Supreme Court decision behind us, there's room to focus on some of the effects of the law that aren't always in the spotlight.
When we think about this law, so much goes into the individual mandate, so much goes into the setting up of these exchanges, but short shrift tends to go towards the role of prevention. Short shrift goes towards what's already been instituted.
But this isn't the end of the politicized debate over the health care reform law. Republicans in Congress, including Missouri's delegation, have vowed to repeal the law. In fact, the House, which already voted yes to a repeal, is scheduled to vote again on July 11th. For more coverage on the Supreme Court ruling on the Affordable Care Act, go to KBIA.org. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.